Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello and thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is my co-host, Reverend LaVon. Hello, LaVon, how are you?
Oh, real good. How are you?
I'm doing great today. I'm really looking forward to today's show.
Great.
I have been preparing for this one for quite some time. I remember last week we had left off talking about how to heal those who had crossed over.
Okay.
And how to heal ourselves. So I've been looking in some of my books. Yesterday I had a book signing in Wisconsin, actually, and for my latest book, Knowing Spirit, and I had to give a little talk. And I was just explaining to one of the people that actually purchased my book that Knowing Spirit is an expansion of my first book, Blessings of Liberation, which is a two-part book. And you have that book, right, LaVon?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the first part is really a new cosmology, a new way of looking at the world and how we may have come into it. It's just a hypothesis, you know, a proposition on my part that there's another way of looking at how we have come into being instead of being created by another. I'm hypothesizing that we created ourselves, that we're reflecting from the source ourselves. So that's the first part. And then the second part is a self-help kind of manual for those people who want to start healing their emotions and their reactions to things, which is in the end karma, and also for those who want to help others. So today, the focus of today's show is on helping those who have crossed over into the astral realm, because I have been a medium for quite some time. I'm not anymore, but when I was, there was a lot of people who had crossed over who were still in need of healing. Just because they crossed over doesn't mean that they had healed all that they needed to heal. And then, for us as well, I'm also talking about changing our karma or changing our thoughts, because your thoughts create your emotions, and emotions generate karma. So if we can change the way that we're thinking by analyzing what is happening around us or reflecting on what is happening around us, then we have the potential to clear up that karma. We don't have to carry it around. So the first chart that I have, and it's in my first book, on page 36 of Blessings of Liberation. It's also in the Knowing Spirit book. I just don't have that in my hand at the moment. It's in the bookstore, though. So the first chart is the karmic repatterning chart. This is something that I've used with a lot of clients who have come to me who really want to figure out how they can help themselves. So they take a difficult circumstance. So if you want to help me here, LaVon, I'm going to ask you questions. And if you could think about something that you want to work on or a client that you've had to use these kind of charts with, because this is really similar to your trauma arrays.
Right, right.
Okay, so the first one is, what is bothering you? That's the first question I have. So I have a series of questions, and I keep them real short because I know that, you know, we lead busy lives, so we're not going to spend an enormous amount of time analyzing ourselves. So I keep it real short, but they're very concise, and they're to the point, and they bring up certain things in your consciousness. So the first question I ask is, what is bothering you? To describe the circumstance or situation, what has happened immediately before you had the undesirable thought or the emotion or the judgment? And I'm suggesting here, be specific. So I have here, for example, Bob took the last piece of pie. I think he was greedy. I'm judging him as selfish, which is an undesirable quality. So can you think of something that's been bothering you or something that's been bothering one of your recent clients that this chart would be effective for, whether it be somebody that you're working with now or somebody who's crossed over?
Well, I know that I have a dear friend that calls me a lot, and her big thing right now is that there's someone that she calls every day, and that person's hanging up, and that's all she talks about. All she talks about, like the Bible said, what is on your heart comes from your mouth.
Okay.
So when someone keeps saying something and talking about it, it's a big sign to me.
Yes, it is.
That
yeah.
needs to be cleared. So then you need to take them, because, you know, we're like a pig in the mud, you know. We think we're okay, but because we're so used to it. In fact, I will even say to some of my clients or friends, that is bothering you, and they say, no, it doesn't. I'm just talking about it.
I know. Don't you love that?
Yes, yes. And they don't realize that the reason they're talking over and over and over is because it's really bothering them.
It is. Know. It's really, yeah, it is. I actually wrote about that, and that's how this whole book came about, is because I realized that I was obsessing about certain things. And certain, you know, when I would just talk about something over and over and over again, and what my mind was trying to say to me is, Charisse, you haven't figured out what this is about yet. You haven't cleared it, and you haven't healed it. And I'm not going to stop thinking about it unless it's done. You know what I mean? So
yep,
that's
yep,
why
yep.
I came up with these charts, because what we talk about and what we think about is something that we have to clear. And then on top of that, whatever we create is something that we have to clear.
And,
so,
and what's unique is that you really, when you're in that, don't see that it's a problem. That's why I believe the universe has set up people like you and I, and I'm sure there's many of us that have this particular gift or mission. And that's why when people come to us, we can catch that, because they just think it's something to talk about, but it's really bothering them.
Yeah, it's something to heal.
Yeah.
It's soul healing. When you want it, when you're going into that level, it's soul healing. And that's why I called my book Knowing Spirits Are Healing the Soul. Because when we heal the soul, when we heal the soul of those past, the past traumas and the emotions and all of that pain and sorrow, especially in that heart chakra, then we start clearing up and we can start to see. It's like a mirror that's all dirty. And every time we heal the soul, we take a layer off of that mirror until we can see ourselves clearly, and then we can see that we are pure and we're divine and we're holy, and that we are the source, that we are coming right from the source itself. So it's a way of just clearing up our perception so that we could see who and what we are. So if you don't mind, do you remember a couple of months ago when you had come over and somebody in your family had crossed over, and they had something that they needed to say?
Yes, yes. I was just telling my husband about that yesterday.
Okay, so just, and he had come through, and people, and remember, people only come through if there's something that is really important to talk about, because the work that we are doing today is specifically about soul healing.
Yes.
So anyway, so this is your father who had come through, and he had told me his name, and because I was limiting myself, and it wasn't his first name, I said, oh, it couldn't be him. And then when you told me what his first name was, and there's no way I was going to get that one, then I realized it was him. But there was a reason he was trying to get through to you, and that is because there's something that he needed to say.
Yeah, because he needed to be cleared, remember?
Yeah, he needed to be cleared.
Yeah,
so this is why I want to,
yes.
And that's a perfect example about the karmic repatterning charts. So the first, you know, if I was communicating with him, or let's say you have the ability to communicate with him, you would ask him, you know, what's bothering you? That's A, that's the first question. Then he would say, I feel badly, I don't think that I was gentle enough, I don't think that I was around enough. He was just judging himself, really.
Right.
He did the best he could, but he was just judging himself. So you could ask him, what's bothering you? Now, if you can't communicate with the person who's crossed over or whatever, you can still sense it. You know, we're all intuitive, so you can still sense it. So let's say you can't communicate with him, you can still sense, okay, what is bothering this soul? And you could sense that the soul needs to tell you something. So I sensed that the soul, which was your father in the past, he might be somebody else now, the soul really felt that he could have been more gentle with you. So then I said to him that he was doing the best he could. So I identified, and I went to letter B, identify and accept feeling. So I identified his feelings as in feeling guilty. And then I said to him that he was feeling guilt, he was feeling some sadness and depression because he felt like he wasn't good enough. He felt like he didn't do a good enough job. So I let him know that he was doing the best that he could. If he could have done any better, he would have. And that's part of the karmic repatterning charts as well. So I moved on to C, which is the next letter in this chart, is what behaviors in your life are a result of these feelings. Now, he's not living right now.
No,
but
he's passed on
still,
for five years. Yeah,
he's passed on. But what's happened is he hasn't moved forward. He hasn't left. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
He could move forward. He could get a little bit closer to the light or go to the next realm, and he's not. So the behavior right now, although he's not living on the third dimension, what's bothering him right now is the fact that he feels that he wasn't gentle enough, and he wants to apologize to you, and he can't move forward until he can say to you, this is how he feels. So the behavior, which is see what behaviors in your life are a result of these feelings, the behavior is he's not being able to move to the next realm of consciousness. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't move forward until they have let that feeling go or they have cleared it up. And that's how we can on Earth help them. So you helped your father by saying, you couldn't have done any better than you did. You were the best father that you could be, and I completely forgive and accept you. Okay, so then we move on to D. Identify your underlying belief and its origins. Now, what was his belief? What was he believing? And how did he get to the point where he believed that, where he felt so bad about himself?
Oh, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you asking me, like, what was his faith?
Oh, not just his faith, but what was he believing? There was some kind of underlying belief that he was holding on to that just really made him feel so bad about himself. He felt so guilty. What was he believing?
Well, I believe that when you do pass on, you think and feel the same as if you were here, but
yep.
You do see things a little differently because you're not in this bondage of this heaviness on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, when I recall when you told me this a few months ago, that he realized who I am, because
mm-hmm.
I was considered kind of the oddball of the family because I was a very, you know, most of the family went into partying and all that stuff, but I went very religious, and now I'm more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he even told me when I was in my 30s that if he would have known I would have done this stuff, he would have stopped me. And I said, but Dad, I'm in my 30s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's why. And he realizes now that what I did, I had to do because that was my walk, but it's not what he thought it was when he was here. So I think he was realizing, oh, if I only would have known, I would have treated Levon differently.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what I hear you saying, and to answer this, you know, number D, is identify your underlying belief and its religion and its origins. What he was believing in was that there is only one way to do things. That he was only doing what he was taught how to do. So he was believing that there was only one way to be a parent, number one. And then number two, he was believing that he could have done better, and that he was bad because he wasn't as good as he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Now, when we believe that we could have done better, when we, you know, he's crossed over and he's thinking he could have done better, he couldn't have done better. If he could have been a better person, he would have been. We're only doing the very best we can. So what he's doing is he's judging himself. His underlying belief is a self-judgment. He's criticizing himself and his soul. He was only at a certain level of consciousness, and you can only do what you can do at each level. At that level, that's all that he could be. So we have to identify our underlying beliefs. And one of them is judgment. We really judge ourselves. We don't accept ourselves. We really are believing in this sin. We think that we're bad and we're unholy and we're just not good, intrinsically good, and then we judge ourselves. So he was believing that he wasn't a good soul. And that's part of the reason why he couldn't move forward. He didn't feel like he deserved to go back to the light. Now, let's move on to letter E. Accept and forgive yourself and all others for the experiences that this belief system has created. So what we did is we helped him to accept and forgive himself by telling him he couldn't have done any better. By demonstrating to him through your emotions and your visions and your thoughts, because you said out loud as well with me there that you completely forgive him. And the truth is he doesn't need your forgiveness. He needs his own forgiveness. And you helped him by showing him how, like, you're a wonderful healer. You're a powerful healer. And how did you get to where you are today? It's through the experiences that your parents and your family gave you. They lay the groundwork for these powerful healers on this planet. we don't have easy lives. We go through trials and tribulations so that we can be stronger and access the power that we need to become aware of ourselves. So he helped you that way. So by you showing him, I remember you speaking about it, you showing him, he was able to forgive himself. And then we move to F, create a new belief system. So what you have to, you can't just change your mind. You actually have to create something new, a whole new something to get a hold of and believe in. Now, what did you, when you were talking to him, what did you help him to create? He created a new belief system so that he could move forward to the light. Do you remember what you helped him to believe?
Well, to help him see that, like you just said, that he did the best he could and that he was okay. See, my father also, one thing that I always admired about him so is that he was a very accepting person and he wasn't prejudiced at all.
Mm-hmm.
And if he did say something to you, he would have to talk to you about it. Because
mm-hmm.
he wasn't going to be two-faced. So I can see that if he, you know, how he could be feeling that way if that was, you know, hidden in his heart and he didn't deal with it. And when he died, everyone was there but me.
Oh, okay.
And he said just before he died, I'm proud of every one of my girls.
Oh.
So he was trying to, but he probably didn't feel that he didn't get a chance to talk to me personally about it.
Right, right.
So I can see why he hung on to that now for 5 years.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, they're here a long time. They'll wait. They will pretty well wait forever because if you're not ready to go, you can't go. This, you know, you're here. You're going to stay right here. You're not going to. Hey, Levon.
Hi.
Hi. You know what? I think Mercury's in retrograde. I've got to check because I know that it was coming up real soon, and it actually might be already on top of us at the look of things because I know that we're having some technical difficulties. And I know when Mercury goes into retrograde, a lot of the communication kind of goes screwy, and you know, printers and computers goes. You know, there's always a bunch of challenges. But the good thing about Mercury in retrograde is that it's a time for all those R's. So you renew the soul, you renew your mind and your body. It's a time to regenerate. It's a time for almost like a rebirthing because you go within and you just rest. And then when you rest, you can come out anew. So that I would like to talk more about astrology at another time because I really think it's a fascinating science. And I truly believe in it. I was a disbeliever before. I thought, oh, astrology is just a bunch of crap. And, you know, how could the planets affect us? But then when I started to study it and I looked at my own chart, I was like, oh, my goodness. It really does affect you. So I would love to talk about that later. So,
yes, but just to get back to... Excuse me, I think maybe we should give out our phone number.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for reminding me.
Okay. Because there might be people that have questions or like to share.
Absolutely. Okay, so it's a 1-800 number. Let me do the U.S. one first, because I know last week we had a Canadian caller, and I was in Canada for quite some time. Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's for the States. And then for Canada is 1-888-815-9756. That's for Canada. So again, the States is 877-876-5227. And for Canada, it's 888-815-9756. So if there's any listeners out there who would like to call in and discuss how to help those who have crossed over that are in the astral realm, as well as helping the people who are here, the ones that are living, with their emotions, conditioned emotions, which a lot of times result in karma, which is what we're talking about today. Now, just to reiterate, we were discussing the karmic repatterning charts, which I have in both of my books, The Blessings of Liberation and Knowing Spirits or Healing Your Soul. And the reason I came up with these charts is because we need to change how we are creating our lives by reflecting upon what we are creating, and by reflecting upon our emotions and by analyzing them and moving through them. I think we could do that for ourselves, and we can do that for others. We can help them. So it's a step-by-step process, very simple, and we had moved from A all the way through to F, which is to create a new belief system. So, Levon, you were helping your dad believe that he is worthy, he did the best he could, and that he deserves to go to the light. And that was his new belief system.
Hello.
Hi, Levon.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I tell you, what did you say Mercury is?
In retrograde, I'm pretty sure it is. I've got to go check the calendar, but I'm
yeah, that's
sure
why we're having all this
technical
communication problems, huh?
Yeah. But you know what, too?
But
when I was it's been about 5 years, or no, not even 5 years. That's when I was a medium. When I was, you know, communicating with the people who had crossed over, boy, a lot of funky things would happen in my home. Like the computer that would turn off and on by itself. My TV would turn off and on. I actually could hear like footsteps in the house. I remember I had a client once, and she came, and on her tape, because I used to tape it when the people used to come to see me, there was somebody walking around upstairs in my house, and I was by myself, and it was really loud. And then a spirit was in the house, and they were, like, slamming the doors. I got really scared. That's probably one of the reasons why I stopped, but anyhow. I actually recorded it. It's on her tape because I couldn't believe it, neither could she. So, you know, we went through the house together. Nobody was there, blah, blah, blah. But they have the power and the ability to affect this realm because they're right here. So this could also be an indication that there's a lot of souls who have crossed over and that are maybe working with me and you. They're just trying to let me know that they hear how I'm trying my best to help everybody move forward. I'm trying my best to help us as a humanity, as a species, and also the souls who have crossed over. So I think they're hearing us. And
so there's maybe too many of them gathering around us right now?
I think so. I think they're hearing us, and I think that it might be a lot of energy.
It's strange you said that because I was thinking that when we were waiting for the connection again.
Yeah, because this has never happened before. I mean, this has happened once when a guest and myself got cut off at the same time. So, but that's good. That's reassuring because, you know, you always want to know, are they seeing how much we care and how much we want to help? Because I'm not just talking about my clients and the people that I've come close to here. I'm talking about everyone. So,
well, just like my nephew a few years back, he left. He passed on. And right now that I know of, just my two daughters and I believe like this. And just after we got our phone call, my daughter comes running over here, and there was I just saw the aura of him, but he was standing by my daughter.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's because he knew. So, you know, let's just think, like, if you and I right now would pass on, we're going to think the same. We just leave this body. We would like to, you know, have people know that we're here.
We'd like to communicate with people.
It's like a new thing for us, and we kind of want to still have some kind of connection. So
that's exactly right. Yeah, we want to be part. Everybody who's crossed over wants to still be part. It's just that most of us are so busy, we can't hear.
Or we don't know or understand.
Or we don't even think that they're here. We think that they've gone somewhere far away, but they're right here. That's why it's really important to sit in meditation and just still the mind.
You know, it's interesting because last night I saw The Sixth Sense, I saw the end of it years ago, but I never saw the whole thing. And it showed, you know, how that movie is where the dead want help. They want us to help them.
Yeah.
And like I think they said on the movie, they don't even know they're dead.
They don't even know, no.
Yeah,
Some of them don't know. Yeah.
And when the boy finally realized what he was supposed to do, he could accept his mission.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so you brought that up before, and it's why did I even watch that movie last night? So it's because...
Well, yeah, because we were talking about this today.
I didn't know you were going to do this today. I mean, I just didn't think about it. And so I just love it when I see the universe just setting things up and, you know...
I love it too, because I really think that there's no coincidences. And since it's, you know, my desire, that my soul purpose is to help people, and we all have different soul purposes. And I just want to also mention last week a couple people had called about their soul purpose. And I think the greatest way to find out what your soul purpose is to feel your soul. Sit down and feel it and sense that kind of still part of you. And where your desires are going to. Do you desire to be in a clinic and be a doctor? Do you desire to be a nurse? Do you desire to be a teacher? It's your desires. I desire to offer spiritual guidance and support, so that's what I'm doing. And that's what I'm capable of doing, too. A lot of times I think your soul purpose is kind of obvious when you look at what your skills are. I have certain skills. So I woke up one day, and I was able to see, you know, the entire astral realm. So I could see the angels. I could see people who have crossed over. I could see into, you know, the sicknesses in people's bodies. I could also see into the future. I could just see a whole bunch of things. And there's a lot of other people who can do that. And then beyond that, I was able to start healing with my hands, which took me a while to be able to accept. I really, for whatever reason, I didn't like that at first. So the gifts of being able to see the astral, and being able to offer physical healing and then also emotional healing is what the soul is here for. So I took whatever I was really good at, and that's what I'm doing as my soul purpose. Just like you, you're very good at the trauma erase. I think you're exceptional at it, and you know, the massage therapy and your Reiki and whatnot. And I believe that your sole purpose is to help people through that medium, you know, through that path.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's your talents and abilities, I think, that your soul has come in with that will kind of allow you to see what your purpose is, too. You know, one of your many purposes. I think we've got lots of purposes. I think the greatest purpose is to awaken and find yourself and realize who and what you are. And then we have a lot of little ones that we want to kind of follow through on. So I just wanted to mention that for the people who had listened last week, that it's okay to go to somebody and get some, you know, spiritual guidance, but the greatest truth is always going to be within. Always when you sit and you meditate and you do automatic writing, which is, you know, just letting the pen move, or even listening. Sometimes people can listen and hear their soul. So there's lots of different ways to do it. So I just wanted to really quickly just finish this up. We've got to letter G. You're helping your dad instill the new belief system. Okay, so there's lots of different ways to do it. You do it through trauma erase, and let me just explain what I mean by karmic repatterning in terms of the charts that I use in the book. One of the ways that you can use to change and instill a new belief system is to go over the last one and change your mind while holding everything. You know, the mind can only hold one thought at the same time. So what you want to do is replace the memory. So, for example, I use the phrase, in the past, I thought, believed, or felt that blank, but now I know differently now. So when we were working with your father, I sent him that energy that in the past, you thought and you believed and you felt that you weren't good enough because you weren't as gentle as you wanted to be, and you weren't perfect, and a part of him just really didn't feel like he was valuable or loved by God. And I said, but you know differently now. You know that you're a divine and Holy Spirit being, and that you were doing the best that you could, and that your daughter has turned out to be a very a fantastic, powerful healer, and who's running her own center. I also followed through with the power that is within me and within him and within the universe. I know that all of his old thoughts and beliefs have been canceled and released, and only new thoughts and beliefs based on his truth will have the power to affect his life in the astral. And then I ended off with, and it is so, and it is so, and it is so. And that's the karmic repatterning process, which I include in the book. There's no point in telling people you've got to change your mind unless you give them a way to do it. We need techniques. We need ways to do something. We can't just say, oh, I think I'm going to be positive all day today, and then walk around and be positive. So, anyhow, so that's why I wanted to
dig out the root.
We need to get to the, yeah, that's even one of the messages that my mom had channeled many years ago. You need to eradicate the weeds. You got to get to the roots of those weeds to really get it out of your garden. So this is just a process. Now, there's lots of different ways to do soul healing. And these are just a couple of charts that I had put in this book, because I found that it was helpful for the people who had come with me to actually have something to work through, like have something in front of them that they could write down and journal through so they could figure it out themselves too. You don't always want to have to rely on somebody. So that is one of the ways that we can help ourselves. So we could heal our emotions by going through and analyzing, why am I feeling this way? What is going on? And then we can heal those who have crossed over by asking them. And if we can't communicate with them and we just know that their soul is around, we can do the process for them and hope that the desire that we have within us to help them cross over will help them move just a little bit closer to the light. I think we have the ability and the power to do that.
I was thinking now, I'm listening to it, and it's really excellent what you're saying, but you said, it is so, it is so, it is so. For those that don't know why do you say, it is so, it is so, it is so?
Oh, thank you so much, Lalonde. You know, I've been doing this so long, I forget. You ask us such wonderful questions, so I'm so glad I'm doing this show with you. The reason I say, and it is so, three times, is because it anchors it in. I believe it's anchoring it in. It is making it. It's manifesting it into the third dimension. So by saying, and it is so, what I'm saying is his belief systems have now been changed. I'm creating that, and I'm assisting that. I'm just facilitating it. In the end, he's going to have to follow through. He's going to have to decide whether he's not going to, if he's going to make it a permanent healing or not. Because we've mentioned before, the only permanent healing is self-healing. So he has to decide that for himself. But by saying, and it is so, what we're doing is we're anchoring it in. We're manifesting with our words.
And also, why is it that sometimes when we come and start doing these things, and my thing I tell my people is, you keep doing this, and when you feel no results, then you need to call me. So the universe has all these plans, just like Christ and the disciples, two by two, mm-hmm. you know, to preach the message.
Right.
So there is a reason for that, right? Even like I myself, I'm getting so I don't have to call as much.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while I get in this, and mm-hmm. I know that I need to call you for help. So maybe you can explain the reason behind that.
Well, I think we're all here to help each other. And I think if we work together, then we can all move forward much quicker. I think that in the end, we can do it for ourselves. It might take a little bit longer. But there's no problem in, I don't think there's any fault in calling a guide or a teacher or a healer up and just asking for some assistance.
But isn't it because one has a little higher vibration because the work?
Well, it could be. There's one reason. You know, you call somebody up who you know might just be a wee bit older than you or have a certain skill or be able to channel a certain amount of energy. So you always seek out teachers that you resonate with. You know, I have a couple that I've resonated with and I stick with pretty well for the last 10 years. I haven't really moved. I like the ones that I've been working with as well as you have. But it's they're just facilitating. In the end, I'm the one who has to do it. And you're in the end, you're the one who has to do it. I'm just channeling. I'm facilitating. I'm using myself as a vessel for healing. So a while ago you went to somebody else, they just channeled energy, they helped open up some of your chakras, and you were able to shift your consciousness, but it was your desire to do it. The other person was just acting as a medium, just like this telephone is a medium. We're talking to each other over a phone or a phone line or a cable line, some of us. So it's a medium to channel energy. But in the end, we are all equal. On the third plane, like what you were saying, yes, some teachers might be vibrating higher than another teacher, but it doesn't mean that they're greater than. It just means that they have a different skill set. So a lot of people, for example, most of my clients are healers or people who want to become healers. Oh, I think we have a phone call. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Charisse. It's Hal Moneau.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
We're doing good. We were actually just talking about different vibrations and frequencies. And this is LaVon is my co-host. She's out in Skyme, Minnesota, right, LaVon?
Yep, Skyme.
Yep, Skyme. So, and Hal is a poet, and I have your first, well, I have one of your books, which I think is most amazing. And it's poetry, but I actually think the poetry is full of vibrations or like frequencies that help to activate the soul to become more aware. So I'm glad this is a perfect time for you to call through.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you for the introduction. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was. I was really. I was very affected by the work. And LaVon, I have to get you a copy of the book. It's beautiful, beautiful. Just messages from the higher realm side, I believe.
Sure, I would be happy to send you one, LaVon.
Oh, I love it.
I think it's very healing, and I think healing comes in so many different ways. So just as you were saying, LaVon, about different frequencies, and you go to different teachers, and it's the frequency that you're seeking, and they can channel. So Hal, I believe, is channeling energy through his poetry that certain souls would be guided to pick up and read, and it'll help activate or just open up or awaken or just trigger a thought they didn't have before. So I really think it's about the different the different varieties of people on the planet. So did I answer your question, Lamont?
Yes.
Okay. I tend to go off on a tangent. So Hal, since you called through, let us know what you've been up to, and have you been listening? I don't know if you were listening to the show or not.
No, I haven't been listening, actually. I just hoped that I could call right before. I know that you're just on an hour, so I just wanted to call and just, say hi. I got an email from you earlier this morning, and I wanted to give a call and say hi and actually just participate a little bit because I have not been able to listen to the radio show because my speakers don't work. So
well,
fixing that. We're fixing that problem. So.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, actually, we were hoping to. I know that I also wanted to mention we're going to start having guests. We just wanted to try and, we've only been on the air like maybe five times. This might be number five, so we're going to start having guests, other healers on the show.
Oh, good.
So I'd like you to be, one of our guests and talk about, how you were able to, connect to that higher realm to get those messages.
Oh,
and
great.
How
I'd
you use
to.
That. Yeah, so that's, I'm glad that you called through because I would really like you to join us. Just let us know that you're capable of joining us. And I'd like to tap into other ways of helping people because I'm a healer and I do a lot of energetic work and cleansing of conditioned energy or what people call karma.
Uh-huh.
And I also use my intuition to try and tap into what's best for anybody to know. Like, what do they need to know to help them to move forward? And I do my best to channel and remove or transmute energy that's just no longer serving them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, that's how I go about healing. And Levon, wow, she's got that trauma erased, which is, I go on and on and on about it, but I saw it, and wow, what a shift in consciousness that can do. So that's her skill set.
I'm sorry, I missed that last statement about Levon's ability.
Oh, trauma erased. Yeah, Levon does something called trauma erased, which she can do over the phone. And we've got about five more minutes. Levon, do you mind if you just explain to Hal what I mean by the trauma erased?
Well, from my understanding, all pain, all disturbances is from a thought or an emotion. So I have found out, just like, well, you do actually the same thing,
mm-hmm.
But it's just a little different way. But what I do is I have the individual just find out, usually through muscle testing, and find out what is bothering them, then we erase it by the same way that Cerise does,
mm-hmm.
Covering it up with more positiveness, clearing. I believe when you understand and forgive or both, it's such a healing.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with a gal Friday, and, the tears just ran down her face because she said she felt so good to finally, have release of the guilt. That she was, mm-hmm. she didn't even realize she was, that was what the problem was.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But she has a lot of physical problems, lots of them, so.
Mm. Yeah, it all kind of stems from not loving yourself, actually. Cerise and I were talking about that last week, I think, that sort of is the root of the whole scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think so, and that's even what we, at the beginning of the show, I know that you didn't get a chance to listen to it, mm-hmm. I was going through the karmic repatterning charts, which I have in both my books, and the reason I I'm talking about those charts is I see it as a tool to help people to move forward. And the issue with somebody who had crossed over in Levon's family was they felt guilty. They were judging themselves, and they couldn't move forward. They couldn't get closer to the light. They couldn't get to a higher realm of consciousness because they really felt that they weren't good enough.
Yes.
So that self-love, it really is. It's a big one to move through.
It really is a big one. We're never, that's one of the things we miss. And the fact is that we, in our typical lives, we're not taught to actually love ourselves. We're taught that loving ourselves is an egotistical way of living, and actually, the opposite is true. So, once someone's able to really get in and really start to love themselves for who they are, their world starts to change.
I absolutely believe that. I think it's the first step and evolution. You know, when people say, you know, what's my soul purpose? I think the first one is to find yourself and to love and love yourself. And then when you're loving yourself, then it just, it is radiated. You know, we're radiating and absorbing at the same time. So we radiate love if we love ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, then we're radiating, you know, judgment.
Yes. It's the blending of a couple of cells in order to be able to love yourself, and actually the way it works.
Yeah, it's sort of a
blending together of consciousness in order to get to the point where you're able to do that. And
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the trauma race that you're talking about, LaVon, it really helps people come to a place where they love themselves, where they can accept, like, self-forgiveness, which is really the root. It seems like the root of a lot of the stuff that you do, LaVon, is people who just haven't been able to forgive themselves or somebody else, right?
Right. So and they don't even remember.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
Yeah, it's embedded in their consciousness, and they don't remember. So I just help them remember so they can understand and then forgive the other and forgive themselves. Exactly.
Oh, that's perfect.
I like the way you put that. Yeah, you help them to remember. You're just facilitating. You're helping them. Which is, you know, what I really like about your work, Hal, is that the poetry, which I don't even think we can call it poetry, it's divine inspiration, really. It seems like so... old, like so before time.
Yes.
Really see it as a way of helping people to remember or awaken. It's like the time before time. That's what it seems like. That's just how I'm interpreting, you know.
LaVon hit the right word when she said remembering. Actually, that's really part of the path, is for us to establish the fact of remembering who we are. And once we do that, then we're really vibrating in love, and the anger and the fear are not there anymore, because it's the love embraces it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't resist it; it embraces it.
Yes,
through forgiveness, and that's, I think, was what LaVon's saying, which is so right on.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and I guess once again, it's easier to say; it's a different thing to do. And to answer one of the questions that you had just asked recently, LaVon, like, why do we go to somebody else? Sometimes we just need help to remember. So, because we've forgotten, like, we've got a memory that's, you know, 25 years old. We just kind of need somebody to channel some energy to help us to remember, which is what I think you're doing, LaVon, when you do that trauma rate.
It's wonderful that you do that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's
I
very
enjoy
powerful.
It.
Yeah,
well, it's really very... helped me a lot. You know, the old saying that you learn the most by experiencing it.
Yes.
Yes.
The best witness is your own testimony. And and I'm just so appreciative that Therese and her mom were willing to work with me these last few years. Other people have even asked me what I've done that's made me look different. I think what they're really seeing is a different character more than...
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Your physicalness looks different, too, when your character changes.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
your whole body changes.
Yeah, because I kind of disappeared for a few months from some individuals up here, and now I'm back, and they look at me, and they'll say, "You did your hair different, right? Or did you lose some weight?" Or, you know, it's kind of cute. You know, I just go, I don't even answer them sometimes. I just smile because.
Yeah, it's
really, I had my mind transformed.
The mind affects the body, that your thoughts.
But in order to really help anyone, you really have to help yourself first.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You know, that really is really the key to this whole thing. And all of my work is really based on the fact that I really had to help myself first in order to be able to connect with anything else, you know, regardless of what it was. And I think all of us can testify to the fact that that's true. I mean, what we do, we really first are looking at ourselves and looking within. And then from doing that, we're able to then verbalize it and express it in a way that other people can understand.
Yes.
And, of course, that understanding comes in different levels. So
it does, yeah, and every level, you know.
Yeah.
The teacher who always says, new level, new devil. She likes that.
New level, new devil?
That's what she says, yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah. She's a wonderful healer. So, because, you know, every you move, you're always constantly expanding. There's so many different dimensions, which is another reason why I wrote, because there's other dimensions that are existing simultaneous right here, right now. We just can't see them. And then if we become aware, if we can start moving forward to becoming aware of those different dimensions, not just the astral realm where people have crossed over, there's more beyond that.
Yes.
If we can start, you know, kind of tapping into and becoming aware of those levels, then we won't be so attached to this physical. You know, we won't be so concerned about the physical world and our, you know, our looks and our material goods. And it's okay to have them, and I think it's really positive to be successful here. I'm not negating, you know, material success, but I do want to speak my truth, and the truth is there is a place beyond this place, but it has nothing to do with the physical. It's very ethereal, but still just as loving, and we are constantly expanding. We're constantly moving back and forth, contracting and expanding, and that's, I've read about that in one of your poems, how you talked about the process of becoming.
Yes.
The process of that melody. You had read a poem recently about that you're only beginning to see your song being sung when you're aware.
Yes, exactly.
It's that awareness, that self-awareness, that kind of, then you really start to exist.
No doubt
your
about
melody.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Why I like that you're, sorry, go ahead.
It's so true. What you just said is definitely right on the head of the whole process of knowing yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That evolving and that realizing every day, I think, is an opportunity to realize something new about yourself. And poetry is a great way to do that, reading poetry and writing it, because I write it myself. Writing, period. I know, Levon, you started writing a chronicle.
Yes.
You're working on that. And just writing helps to get like that knowledge and wisdom contained within your soul expressed. Writing is just an expression of thought.
It's the creativity that, you know, that we have within us. It's just one way of expressing ourselves, our creativity-ness, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It really is very soothing for what's within us to bring it out and put it on paper. And also verbalizing it as well. But writing something down, is because once you write it on that blank piece of white paper, all of a sudden it becomes another thing altogether. It's not a blank piece of paper anymore. It's thought that manifests into something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the very interesting part about it. But I don't know if you still have time, but I'll read that poem if you'd like to hear it, Laverne. It's called Only Just Begun.
Oh, yeah. If you don't mind, I will ask Don to just let us know if we go over. I think we've got 3 minutes. So
you got 3. Well, it won't take that long because you know how my poems are, Charisse. They are not long. So.
Okay.
The title is Only Just Begun. A grand music plays within me. A choir of connected voices move through me. Visions of reality pulsate in harmony. A performance in consciousness flows freely. Unimaginable becomes imaginable. Walls of fear dissipate. And I announce my birth in sounds not heard but felt. I open myself to each note. I feel the oneness of connection, wrapping myself in the web of every cliff. Slavery stops playing in the breathless air. Dancing in the garden of awareness with nothing but gratitude, I sense the melody has only just begun to be me. That's it. That's from the short sleeves. Actually, that'll be in print this year, the 2008 collection, which will be published at the end of the year.
I think that is
great.
Beautiful. I think it's
wonderful.
Very indicative, I think, of the spirit that we are.
Thank you.
And I really resonate with that type of remembrance. I think it's interfaith. You're bringing all faiths. No, there isn't anyone who's excluded. There isn't. You're not working through a religion here. So either interfaith or just non-denominational, just
encompassing. About unity.
Yeah, unity, definitely. Yeah. And I really think that you're bringing all that you have to the table to try and help people just awaken. And as we all are, I study everything I can get my hands on. So, I'm trying my best not to lean towards one religion or the other, just so I can always have an open mind. But I know LaVon is the same thing. We are both.
Yep.
Well, I know I was baptized Catholic, but I've studied all that I can. And same with LaVon. Because
yep.
when you study and then you become aware of how other people think, then you have a better opportunity of helping them because your
yes.
mind is open.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, what we believe, we experience. So, you know,
yes.
everybody has their own path of discovery, whether it be through one religion or another. There's
yes.
something that'll just, you know, resonate, and all of a sudden the light turns on and they realize that it's just not a three-dimensional world anymore.
Definitely, yeah. It's that little aha, which I think we're all looking for.
Yes.
So, well, anyways, I just want to say thank you so much for calling in, and
yes,
thank you, LaVon,
thank you.
For co-hosting
You're
today. I know we're at our little minute here, so LaVon, if you could just give out your information. I don't think we did this show. If you could just give out your number.
Yeah, my phone number is 218-425-3983. And it's what, www.centeroflove.blog.com? Is that how it goes?
Yep, yeah, the centeroflove.blogspot.com if they want
blogspot.
To check out your blog.
Okay.
Yep. And then if they can call you at any time to book a phone session or just in person, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then, Hal, if you don't mind giving out your website, so if anybody...
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. It's www.shortsleeves, all one word. .net, and then my blog spot is Hal Manoe. It's HALMANOGUE. .blogspot.com.
And then, is there a number that anyone can reach you?
Yes,
reach you at?
615-400-0431.
Great, yeah, thank you very much. Sometimes, you know, I know that you do have quite a bit of stuff that you are circulating through magazines and
yes.
whatnot. So I just wanted to get those numbers out there, especially
you.
If you're going to be a future guest. And I have a new number or an additional number for those who would like to contact me for a healing or intuitive counseling. And I'm getting heavy into the astrology now, and I'm thinking Mercury's in retrograde, I'm pretty sure now, because we had some real challenges today. But anyways, my new number, another number that they can contact me at if anyone's interested in astrology or intuitive counseling, and especially healing. My focus is healing. My number is 815-483-1141. And then I also have another line, 1773-831-4496. And then my website is www.knowingspirits.org. And I also have a blog spot, which is the same, www.knowingspirit.blogspot.com, which I really like when people post comments. It's a really good way to network. So thanks once again, everyone who was listening, and I'm sorry for the the difficulties, the challenges that we have, but it's probably an indication of all the energy trying to flow through this line, which is an enormous amount, which is an indication of the type of energy that we're trying to get a hold of, and also trying to share. So thanks again for listening. So thank you, Hal, for calling in.
Thank you, Charisse.
Yeah, and thank you, LaVon. And I look
thank
forward
you.
To next week. Actually, I'll keep it open. I'm not going to plan anything right now. I will keep it open. I do know that I want to focus on healing. But let's keep it an open subject, and we'll focus on what we might want to do next week. So thanks again, guys, for joining me. And I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Charisse Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Charisse sending you light and love on your journey home.